91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
Always a great way to start the show, and thank you so much for joining us here today. And we have, you know, a very, very exciting post-Super Bowl show for you, you know, taking you up till 4 here today, and of course bringing you the latest and greatest in kind of hip-hop music. You know, maybe a little bit of, I'll give you a hint, a little bit of inspiration, you know, with that Super Bowl halftime show. What a, you know, a trip down memory lane for some, you know, and a tribute to the classics for all there. And a little bit of exciting, you know, for the future with Kendrick Lamar. We'll get to that. But the first thing is, obviously, you know, we're going to talk about the game for a little bit. You know, it has been a very, very amazing season. And, you know, two teams here, if you look at the Rams, if you look at, you know, the kind of, the culture, the kind of narratives that they bring into it, they are not an unlikable team at all. You got someone like Matthew Stafford, who has been on really the worst team everybody knows, or one of the worst, one of the most cursed teams in sports history. If you look at the Detroit Lions, and they have just been losing for so, so long. He's been playing well, but just, you know, not really quite, you know, he's the only one person with a franchise quarterback that just, or a team with a franchise quarterback that just can't seem to do well. That's just how cursed the Lions are. He kind of goes towards the end of his career, towards the Rams, just immediately pretty much wins a Super Bowl. And that, just looking at that as just one story. And if you look at Aaron Donald after the game, wow, just, you know, very, very likable on both sides. You know, we are all rooting for Joe Burrow, you know, Joey B, Joe Scheisty. You know, many people have called him many, many different things. But, you know, everyone kind of want to see him and the Bengals succeed. But, you know, it's very likely to say, you know, they have a team with, you know, some good weapons. They definitely have a lot of building to do. Joe Burrow proving himself as a talent that can, you know, do well under pressure. But, you know, obviously, you know, the doubters, you know, I think very likely, very, very understandably so, are going to be back, and they're going to be there in force to see if, yeah, can they make themselves a big-time playoff contender, you know, down the year. So, yeah, while the box score might not show the Bengals as winners, in the long run, they're better poised for success than any other team in the NFL. We're going to see some sustained dominance for years to come, so long as this team gets Joe Burrow some goddamn protection. I mean, come on. That was really something. You know, if you look at the end of last night, that was just, frankly, quite, quite remarkable, to say the least. You know, protection is going to be, like, it was such a big deal because, you know, Burrow was getting isolated. And you saw how in the second and then third quarter there, when the Bengals looked their best, especially defensively, Stafford just could not pass the ball, you know, with any second. You know, it just was not possible. You know, so there's so much to look forward to here with this team. So much to be excited about. And in the end, the Bengals play with more heart and determination that I've seen for them all season long. The Rams also, you know, they deserve a lot of credit. But some people, you know, we can't give credit to everybody. And the referees, you know, here, this is in SB Nation. They did not prove themselves last night. Calls went bad both ways, though, throughout the game. So that is an important thing to mention. You know, they didn't really play a massive outcome, you know, in terms of going one way, very, very much, you know, in one direction. So that is a good thing, but the bad thing is, you know, the refs were, you know, in the papers the next day, which is something, you know, it feels like they always are in a very kind of contentious game. Everyone's kind of pointing at the refs, like, you know, oh, it could have gone this way, could have gone that way. But especially, you know, there were some times where, you know, in the watch parties, you know, around the Tufts campus here, there were people who were standing up and saying, oh, these dang refs, not good. You know, that is, you know, it's bad to see inconsistency, you know, but for most of the game, the refs decided they were just going to let things go and let both teams play, like really letting a blatant hold on Jalen Ramsey to prevent a touchdown. Then they missed a huge face mask on Ramsey by T. Higgins that set up a huge gain. Both ways, you know, that the holding of the face mask led to pretty much directly, indirectly, you know, very closely led to scoring of points. So that's a big deal, but they went both ways. So this felt, you know, kind of tit for tat. And for much of the game, it felt like they were just going to let these teams play until the Rams' final drive. The dramatic conclusion to the Super Bowl was marred by the refs getting incredibly flag happy in, you know, the last 2 minutes or so, just banging that whistle so hard, you know, on the last 2-3 plays of the game. You know, when everything was on the line, they were calling penalties on plays they let go throughout the game. That this kind of inconsistency, especially, you know, if you're going to let the players play, you know, maybe the time to do that is towards the beginning of the season, maybe, you know, but at least be consistent. Call penalties when they're there in the Super Bowl. You know, the Super Bowl is really not the time to get experimental with refereeing, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. You know, don't get me wrong, I think the Rams were good enough to pull it off anyway, but it put a bad taste in my mouth just seeing, you know, all these flags just coming in, you know, the pass interference, the holding that was, you know, just kind of a little bit of a touch, you know, it could have been called, but especially if you're seeing the type of refereeing that we're seeing, you know, in the first half of the game, it is very, very hard to, you know, it's very, very hard to look at and say, you know, that was the best type of situation there. By any stretch of the imagination. So here is another, you know, big winner. This is, again, from SBNation.com. Cooper Kupp, the Super Bowl MVP, was every bit the most valuable player. But, you know, it definitely, you know, it could have gone to Aaron Donald, which is very, very, very fair to say. But he had a very astounding game. You know, defensive players never really get the credit they deserve. You know, Aaron Donald, a huge, huge role in just absolutely hunting down Joe Burrow for that last play, and especially so dominant in the last half of play. That's the half I actually got to see physically rather than hear on the radio. You know, not that there's anything wrong with listening to the radio, that is for sure. But if Kupp was out, I don't think the Rams could have come back and won at all. He was put in a situation where OBJ was out. He was on an island and still managed to pick up the receptions and yards needed to carry an entire offense. It was a stunning display of everything Kupp had done all season, and the MVP award was well earned. So this is a situation where you got, you know, Cooper Kupp doing something he's been able to do very, very well, and, you know, young guy, but he's able to do it in a time where it counts, which is the Super Bowl. So that is why, at the end of the day, he will get the MVP. Aaron Donald, you know, defensive players, they don't get the, you know, they don't get the big recognition. They don't get the flashy plays unless it's, you know, an interception or anything like that. But no defensive player has ever made more of an impact in the Super Bowl, no doubt about it, than Aaron Donald. He's one of the best to ever do it for a reason, and it seems that there have been some reports of, you know, Donald retiring, and, you know, tears in your eyes, Super Bowl ring on your finger, you know, family all around you. That seems like a pretty good time and pretty good place to go, but we will see. It's been a really kind of incredible career for Donald as well. But, you know, it is very clear to see that, you know, we are, there's winners on both sides. You know, and before we get into our music, we got a shout out one of the biggest winners of this entire playoffs, I think, for the NFL, and, you know, becoming a meme in his own right, that is Joe Burrow. It takes so much guts to do what Burrow did in the Super Bowl. He didn't play a flawless game, but he was damn near perfect under the circumstances. Burrow probably played better than Stafford did and was under so much more pressure coming in with a situation where so much was riding on him. You know, hopes of the whole, you know, Bengals nation. Just look at the fan base. I saw, you know, this tweet was like, you know, Rams fans, oh, you know, great to see a Los Angeles team do well in the Super Bowl. You know, love to see that for our city. You know, like the Rams, they've been there, what, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, something ridiculous, like small amount of time in the city. But if you look at what the Bengals have been, you know, what they mean to Cincinnati, what they mean to Ohio at large, is absolutely huge. Like, you know, the comparison of that in the meme, in the tweet or whatever it was like, you know, Rams fans, oh, great, you know, LA team do well, you know, love to see it, you know, that's great for us, you know. Bengals fans, my grandfather's soul is finally released, but, you know, that is the contrary, and they will have to wait, it seems like, a few more years, but maybe, hope is sooner at hand for them than they think with this guy, Joe Burrow, coming in an incredibly tough situation and playing not a false game, but again, as it was said here, and very, very correctly, perfect under the circumstances. Burrow, I mean, it's very, very possible to say he has the talent to be a Super Bowl champion. But again, it just doesn't come exactly when you want it to. All right, we are going to move on, and we're going to start today with our mix. And our first song today, you know, it's got to be a tribute to that halftime show. Oh, how good was that for hip-hop fans? You know, that had to have been, you know, for hip-hop fans who have just been years and years of just seeing just Drek on the TV. You know, probably the best one, my personal favorite one since Beyonce. I absolutely love to see, you know, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, some of the biggest stars in rap, get out there, pay tribute to a really wonderful and underappreciated, you know, by mainstream culture anyway, genre of music. So without further ado, let's get into it. This is The Watcher from the classic album, 2001. It's the Spencer Walsh Show, WMFO. The number to call 855-915-9636. Rapping when get wrapped up in image and acting. Get capped up and wrapped in plastic, zipped up in bags when it happens, that's it. I've seen them come, I've watched them go, watched them rise, witnessed it and watched them blow. Watched them all blossom and watched them grow. Watched the lawsuits when they lost the dough. Best friends and money, I lost them both. Went and visited in the hospital. It's all the same all across the globe. I just sit back and watch the show.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as before.
Good, you blame me. They ain't mainly it, they can't be. But can't hit, they can't see. I'm out of sight, now I'm out of they dang reach. How would you feel if one that you kill? You probably move to a new house on a new hill and choose a new spot if one that you shot. I ain't a thug, how much Tupac in you you got? I ain't no neither. It's either my life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. We can go round for round, 4 pound for pound. If you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you wanna come and fill these shoes.
Watch everywhere that I go, ain't the same as before. Watch people I used to know, just don't know me no more. But everywhere that I go, I got people I know. Watch you got people they know, so I suggest you lay.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Cops are anxious to put in handcuffs. They wanna hang us, see us dead or enslave us. Keep us trapped in the same place we raised in. Then they wonder why we act so outrageous. Run around, stretched out and pull out. Cause every time you let the animal out cages, it's dangerous to people who look like strangers. But now we got a new era of gangsters, hustlers and youngsters living amongst us. Looking at us now, calling us busters. Can't help but reminisce back when it was us. Started this gangster, and this the mother thanks I get. It's funny how time flies. I'm just having fun, just watching it fly by.
Watch everywhere that I go, ain't the same as before.
It's The Watcher, Dr. Dre. We are in that mix. You're listening to The Spencer Walsh Show right here on WMFO. And, you know, we're going to get right into it. We're going to get into it, continuing with that West Coast hip-hop classic theme. This is a classic here. This is from Doggy Style, Lil Malik, Snoop Dogg, the closer on this album from 2001 that put Snoop Dogg on the map. It's Pump Pump.
You know the name of the game. You chose me. We can handle this like some gentlemen, or we can get into some gangster. It's just something. Have it your motherfucking way.
What's up?
That's what's up. Look at
Let the motion of your body be the key, cause we be the motherfucker of G-Funk family. Now I'll play the G in this deadly game. Snoop Dogg is the name, dog pounds the game. If it ain't one thing, it's a motherfucker of another. Word to my granny and my daddy and my mother. Whether standing on the corner or bouncing in a six deuce, when I was locked up, I couldn't wait to get loose. Cause back in the days, on the side where it sat, an African had to have a fat stack, and I was a fool. Don't make me have to grab my strap and go rat-tat-tat-tat. Tuckin' black to a motherfucker of AC Fall. Can't none of y'all tuckin' see the dog at all. Cause I'm one rude boy coming with the wickedness. So shut the fuck up and listen while I'm kicking it.
Black blam, blam to them all. Listen to them shots from another doggy dog.
To the sun and spot the moon and see Snoop Doggy Dog step into the room with the G-Funk, E-Funk, G-Funk, We-Funk. Follow me, listen to the words that are nigga. I come down with the wickedness. One rude boy coming with the dopeness. Close your eyes cause you can't see me. I quit school cause of recess. You pick up BG, I'm shaking up the party. Like Lordy Daughty, is he the dopest? You better ask somebody. When? Then send some gin and a pack of zigzags. Now let the games begin. In 1993, I'm picking up every nigga known in the industry. Check this out, it's the dog pound thing. You know who I am, you know my mother nigga name. Who am I?
The S-N-O-O-P.
Nickname,
Smell.
Last name,
D-O-J.
The behavior and the flavor that I found makes me wanna hit that ass up with the dog pound.
Blood, blam, blam to them all. Listen to them shots from my doggy doggy dog.
Now just back up, don't act up, I back up my heat. Any battle I'm in, I win, I can't be beat. Don't sleep while I creep, peep out my technique. I forgot, I'm out of sight, so you can't see the MC of the year, you hear and you fear. I got something for them niggas in the front and the rear. I handle the side, did a drop bar in the hoop ride. I'm satisfied now, everything is really alright. You know when I come out, I get come wicked. Don't need no permission, motherfucker, I'ma kick it. So they wet my buddies, wet them up with the biscuit. Lick them up, shot, it don't stop till them all drop. Make up your mind, go pop or sling rocks. Just stop, rotting on the next nigga shot. I'm strapped with my Glock on your block and ready to let loose on the first imitator that I spot.
Blam, blam, blam to them four. Listen to the sounds of my nugget doggy dog.
We're in that classic mode, we're in that Tiger style, taking you back to Wu-Tang Clan.
Inside the room, Dr. Doom, prepare for the boom. Bam! Oh man, I slam! Damn, I scream like Tarzan. I be tossing and forcing, my style is awesome. I'm causing more family food than Richard Dawson. And the survey said, you're dead. Baby flying guillotine chops off your fucking head. Mister, who is that?
Hey yo,
the Wu is back. Making niggas on bro. Like I'm Super Jack, me fear no one. Oh no, here come the Wu-Tang Shogun. Kill her to the eardrum.
With this lead into the groove, I get screwed and I'm forced to get up my staff carries like a pickup truck. Cross the clear blue yonder. See, the China Sea, I slam tracks like quarterback sacks from LT. Now I try and test the rebel lioness. Less since the birth, I earth slam your best. Cause I bake the cake, then take the cake. And eat it too with my crew while we head state to state.
And if you want beef, then bring the ruckus. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Straight from the motherfucker, I'm the busted. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Niggas are sleepy hollow. In fact, I'm a hard act to follow. I dope for dolo. Bogart coming on through. Niggas is like, oh my god, not you. Yes, I come to get a slice of the punk in the pot. Rather do than die. Check my flavor. Coming from the visa with the show for the razor. Who make me reminisce true like Deja? Who's
I'm rubber, and it's like glue. Whatever you say rubs off me, sticks to you.
A little trip down the proverbial rap memory lane there. That was Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang Clan, a little bit of East Coast, a little bit of West Coast for you here on this Monday afternoon at 3:20. And that was very much what was on scene, as I'm sure we all know, in the halftime show last night. And we had Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, and 50 Cent. You know, hip-hop's oldies generation, you know, it's not quite at the new generation yet, not quite, you know, getting to the place where we see, you know, so much of that kind of cultural, you know, acceptance of rap music. But it was quite incredible. This is here in the New York Times. Leading up to the Sunday Super Bowl halftime show, much ado was made over the fact that this would be the first time that hip-hop occupied the center of the concert. It was marketing copy that overlooked the glaring lateness of that achievement. The rap was finally getting the spotlight in perhaps the 20-something year of hip-hop's occupying the center of American popular music. Does progress this delayed still count as a breakthrough? I mean, I guess if it's happening, you know, with something like the Super Bowl at any point, you know, as long as the Super Bowl is as relevant as it is, I think it's definitely a very, very significant situation there. After several years of grappling with an assortment of racial controversies, the NFL likely wanted some credit for showcasing black music, especially hip-hop, you know, this prominently. What with some of rap music's generational superstars, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and Kendrick Lamar, titans with little fear for their reputations, do with some of this most visible of platforms. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting dynamics, a lot of bit of interesting Easter eggs that, you know, some people are still, you know, probably don't even know about, and you may find out about if you keep listening. So, you know, it was a lot of kind of tension here, a lot of political wrangling that went on behind the scenes that you don't really necessarily see as the show comes out. So the stories here that were told on the SoFi Stadium field Sunday night were multi-layered, a dynamic performance sprung atop a moat of potential political landmines, the NFL's broad appeal, you know, to, you know, all types of people all across, you know, the political aisles and whatnot here in America. And, you know, their famously less than cozy relationship with Colin Kaepernick and their, you know, real effort to foster change in the wake of George Floyd and everything like that. So Dr. Dre opened up the performance with behind this kind of mock mixing board, a nod to the root of his celebrity, the ability to mastermind sound. For the next 12 minutes, we saw a vivid and thumping, you know, collection of hits, including the next episode. A wily collaboration between Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg wearing the blue bandana-themed sweatsuit. California Love, mercifully delivered without a hologram of Tupac Shakur, as some had theorized there. And Eminem's stadium-shaking Lose Yourself. And I mean, honestly, when I had to, you know, I liked, you know, can't go wrong with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. They're obviously classics. You know, they looked a little bit kind of, you know, awkward, you know, very much like low effort. Like they just, you know, kind of walked out there, you know, turned on the vocals and just started singing to a certain extent. But, you know, can't go wrong with those classics anytime. You know, Eminem, I've always been very, very harsh on Eminem. I think he's a very, very talented rapper. I just don't like the sound of his voice personally. But, you know, the moment I heard Lose Yourself, it just, like, it literally, it takes you back to, like, third grade. At least that's what it does for me. Like, it really just took me back to, like, you know, third grade in the playground. You know, like, it just was such a, you know, memed upon, like, cringy song that was just, like, you know, I don't know how, you know, anyone hears this song and just, like, doesn't think of, you know, oh, this is, like, such a great song. Like, who is still thinking, like, oh, I love Lose Yourself in this day and age? You know, maybe I'm just, like, a snob who's out of touch, but that, you know, and people, like, Lose Yourself, that was the best part, but I feel like that was not the really the part that people were most excited about. So Eminem performed, yeah, Lose Yourself. Lamar performed All Right, and a pair of songs we heard from Mary J. Blige also on the stage. You know, only singer, it really is kind of a crazy world when Mary J. Blige is really the only singer on the Super Bowl halftime show, and we're getting, you know, rappers taking the day. As a rap fan, really love to see that. Definitely my personal favorite Super Bowl halftime show I've ever been alive for. you know, second only to, you know, the Beyonce one, but, you know, gotta go with 50 Cent coming out as well, doing his classic kind of hanging down move from the music video. You know, also, by the way, Into Club, one of Dre's seminal productions, probably one of the coolest sounding songs, you know, you're ever going to hear. Just such a smooth, smooth beat that just people, you know, ever since it came out in 2003, it's literally as old as I am. And it could not, you know, people still have not stopped, you know, just sitting there, you know, you know the move, just bobbing your head to it, letting the vibe go, you know, for sure. You know, that is just the In the Club mindset. And we will, we'll be appreciating that mindset, perchance, a little bit later in the mix. But it was definitely very cool. And I have to be honest, I got a little bit exposed because I did not know that the him hanging upside down, I thought it was like, you know, why is he doing that at that age? It looks weird. You know, like, you know, everyone, either the fact that he was hanging upside down or he seemed to gain a few pounds. People were talking about 50 Cent either way. But, you know, where I exposed myself was I didn't know that was from the famous music video from, you know, way back when it first came out. You know, it's definitely the most bleeped halftime show we have ever seen. You know, very, very similar to this show. You know, I'm very, very much sensitive to the bleeping part of, you know, broadcasting. The performances, though, they were uniformly excellent, but really, you know, the person who stood apart as performing over this, you know, Google Earth-like picture of, I'm assuming, like, Compton, was Kendrick Lamar. Boy, 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 do I want to see some new music from him. He's the only one with dancers. They were all coordinated, you know, kind of put new, kind of fresh interpretations on classic songs and really kind of, you know, exposing, you know, the small parts of America that probably haven't heard, you know, Kendrick Lamar's music in some form or fashion that, you know, watch the NFL or, like, hold up in a rock or somewhere to that that music. So, you know, Lamar really just, you know, liquid, you know, so vibrant and just moving all around the stage, just very, very aesthetically pleasing, as well as, you know, auditorially very, very pleasing as well. Snoop Dogg, confident beyond measure. Look, yeah, literally looking like he smoked a joint and walked out there, which, you know, as we're seeing video now, he literally did. Eminem, very insular, still emanated that kind of robust tension, even, you know, taking a knee. Some were speculating, you know, they made Kendrick Lamar cut out, like, anti-police lyrics from his song, and then Eminem decided to kind of sneak the knee in there as well. Family Affair and No More Drama were Blige's, the songs Mary J. Blige performed, and Dre beamed throughout, a maestro surveilling the spoils of the decades he spent reorchestrating the shape and texture of pop to, you know, really a hip-hop style. Yeah, so the halftime show, you know, it did expand a racial oasis, of kind of oasis of racial comedy, if not quite progressivism. It was the third orchestrated as part of a partnership between Jay-Z and Roc Nation and the NFL, which was struck after, you know, the kneeling protests in 2016. It's crazy that it took all this time for us to be recognized at Dr. Dre, the game's official news conference last week, underscoring the NFL's essentially kind of, you know, wait till, you know, all the oldest people in hip-hop get, you know, socially acceptable, and then bringing them to the Super Bowl halftime show, which is kind of funny. You know, all these artists had their commercial and creative peaks, you know, more than a decade ago. So that is kind of give you a sense of, you know, where they are. You know, the NFL is notoriously protective of its territory and mishaps at the halftime show. Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, MIA's middle finger have tended to cause, you know, outsized public brouhahas. And one of them that, you know, a lot of people's eyebrows were raised at was, again, Eminem taking that knee in the center of the stage. You know, and it was a very kind of racially tense moment. You know, we got, you know, Dr. Dre, the founder of NWA, one of the most important hip-hop groups of all time, stepping in this, you know, anti-Colin Kaepernick space like the NFL. You know, each of these kind of nods here, these cultural nods to Compton, were very, very huge and very, very interesting to see on a stage like the NFL. And really the only, you know, the first halftime show, we can kind of tell that for the first time, even with Eminem's, like, little knee there that the NFL apparently did not want him to take, that actually, for the first time, you know, Jay-Z did have a part in, hip-hop did have a part in, and it's something that we should definitely, I personally definitely appreciated as a fan last night. I did get a text there. Shout out to my mother, who wants to give a little bit of tribute to Prince as an absolutely all-time outstanding halftime show. You know, In the Rain, everything like that. Absolutely amazing. No denying that. With that being said, we're going to move on to a very, very important part of our show. That is the PSA before we get into a blast and final half hour of all the greatest and latest hip-hop music.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Go. Keeping with that Super Bowl theme, you heard it last night, now you hear it here. It's WMFO in the club, 50 Cent. Spencer Walsh Show. And you know we don't give up, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, you're into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you select them and them, you get plenty of groupie love. Look, homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them up. Roll if you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few, but I don't walk with a limp. Right. In the hood, in the lady they saying 50, you hot. Uh-huh. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, for sure, they tell you I'm loco. Yeah. When the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. Uh-huh. I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind, got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody they buy and they ready to go. Find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to feel the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to feel the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That bought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels. Look, homie, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? My junk get the bumpin' in the club, it's on. I'm with my eye at your chick, so she smash, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man, just let it burn. If they're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate, then watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bub. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. It's the sound of New York in the club, 50 Cent. Still one of the coolest songs after 18 years. Getting close to 19 at this point, you gotta imagine. Keeping that late 90s, early aughts classic New York rap team going. Just a classic, you know, timeless. Whatever, it's been copied, it's been referenced in other songs. Never quite be imitated. Here it is, Jay-Z, JD, Money Ain't a Thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us.
Come on.
All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See, the money ain't a thing.
Flex the road, sign a check for your
Jigga style is love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is wide, all names aside, trying to stay alive. 100,000 for the bracelet, foolish ain't I, the chain to strain your eye. Twin platinum gun, son, aim for the sky. Ice on my bullet, you die soon as I pull it. Willies wanna rub shoulders, your money too young. See me when it gets older, your bank account grow up. Mine's is 1000 old up. Damn near out the rear trunk when I roll up. Moti till I close up, it's all basic. I've been spending hundreds since they had small faces. Rob your stash out, doubled out down in Vegas. Me and JD got it locked crazy. Where you at, haters?
Jaguar switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double R, flashing the rings with the window crack. Holla back, money ain't a thing.
Nigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bing. When you hit the bricks, new whip, money ain't a thing. Y'all wanna floss with us? Cause all across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. Yeah. See, the money ain't a thing.
Cake thick, I live the life. Eating crab, watching chicken shake this shit all night. I make the big moves, do the big things. Take small groups, turn them into big names. The big dog with the big chains. Frostbit bracelet, the match. Can't say I'm bitch, man. Type of inner that you need, crew. Type of dude that'll do your shit you won't do. Can't do, get more burned than a candle. Too hot to hold, too much to handle. In the black sea low, he know. If she look, she go. Bye bye with Da Da. And I ain't gotta say no more. I'm the truth like AI. Got the proof and stay fly. In the safe shit you could never buy. Know why? Cause I write the songs that the whole world sing. I don't know about y'all, but every night I swing. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Chanel on my face, gotta block your hate. Real color, gotta be out the way. I'll take the Chardonnay with the Kobe stay. Meet me round 7, baby, don't be late. My mom buy real estate in ATL. Passive income when I'm sleep is coming still. Took the bus down, rollie back, that's lil nigga. I gotta make investments cause it can get ugly quick. Baby, we ain't on the same shit, I gotta cut you off. We cut from a different cloth, but you know it's all love. Hey, listen, baby, know I fuck with you tough, man. But you know I feel like we might be holding each other back, you know what I mean? You on some different shit, I'm on some different shit. But it's all love. That's always like. Let me water my plants. Baby, chill. Let me water my plants. Damn, baby.
Yo, this is Esky Boy. It's all fun and games. Tell. All type predator, you done know. Okay, listen, yo, you're a good adapter, actor. I laugh and it hurts like a friend actor, actor. You could be the don in this town, that town, your city, on everything, I'll connect to that. I go to the hood and give but actor, actor. Call me a king, that's a fanactor, actor. I ain't no thing, don't connect to that. Got my business into that, to that, to that, to that. I walk in like who disagrees, I'm a KOG for anybody in the scene. I'm a stay all free, cause I was Bobby with a dream. But now it's a reality, Bobby, then I weave. You do grind, but stop it when I breathe. I go to the gym and I feel like Rocky when I leave. Man, feel stucky when I leave, don't ever sound stuffy when I speak. I'm rocking on the beat. Sour sweet, I do the same thing for the whole of the week. Said I ain't king, then man I gotta cheat. Star in the game, they have never had a peak. All I really gotta do is get a bit psycho. Give out the rhythms to the DJs I know. Then I come back in a couple of months, shit reports and infos. The power like hypo. I should have grey hair. The way I work every hour, that got sense. I've got gal from all over on ends. It's why I go.
It's step one, Wiley doing a little bit of grime there. Song before that was Watering My Plants by Larry June. Keep that energy up, going strong. It's Wiley. Step one, doing some grime. It's Mental Wall Show.
If I see a kid who don't know jack shit, tell him put down the knife and the Glock then. Grandpa skin on the rhythm, skate around tracks, I cling to the rhythm. I wanna sound right on the rhythm. I run up on the sweater and light up a rhythm, I'm tight.
Goes for my nest, yeah. Come across the globe. For my nasty, yeah, come across the road. Look, now I say luxury apartment. Wow. I'm young and I'm Harley. Yeah. There's a that in my bed and that bitch is a target. Lawyer is a Jew, he gon' chew up all the charges. No matter if you fuck with me, I get money regardless. That guap guap get some chicken, guap guap get some bread. Guap guap get some chicken, guap guap get some bread. Press, you can
my mama and you don't know where your daddy at. Knick knack, daddy whack, give a dog a bone. Put it on him, boy, then never coming home. I'm a flex like a boy, I'm a 10, she a joy. Stupid, unimportant, unattractive, unemployed. Get some.
Drop it fast, fast. Baby, be supersonic. Get your gas mask. All them new floaters, traffic. Boy, this fast cash. Venmo me them economics. Super bounce. Don't drop it fast, fast. Baby, be supersonic. Get your gas mask. All them new floaters, traffic. Boy, this fast cash. Venmo me them economics. Get the pride and then the cherry. And it's Snoopy, Missy Elliott. And don't forget, I'm from the West Side, South Central. Throw it up, slow it up while I'm bending corners on that.
That was Cardi B, followed by now a little bit of Duckworth and Earth Gang. It's Super Bounce on WMFO.
Sitting here in this parking lot in the tightest spot. I with you, you with me. Well, sometimes mostly you not. Like to stare off in space in between sentence you stop. Talking to escape through chapters up top you keep locked. I always smoke the indica cause your brain needs a break. Got no idea what you be going through, how you make it. It's that time of the year, time of the month, time of day. Even warriors need euphoria, they'll go crazy. She say she don't wanna be 30 years old, asking what's the tea. Clicking on pictures, trying to envision places she really wanna see. Baby, don't try to solve it all in one day. How about this? I know your feet hurt, so let's dip, let's skip to your place. I massage them till you snoring. F*** that silly bitch you work with, eat that hoe for lunch and birthday. Ask me if I wanna see heaven, girl, with you, my life is perfect. I can't wait, no shame to say, but your soul yearning, it'll keep burning till you cross paths with your purpose. So inhale and keep on searching.
Super bounce, don't drop it fast, fast. Baby, be supersonic. Get your gas mask. All them new toters, traffic. Boy, this fast cash. Venmo me them economics. Super bounce, don't drop it fast, fast. Baby, be supersonic. Get your gas mask. All them new toters, traffic. Boy, this fast cash. Venmo me them economics.
I can slow it down if you want me to. This bounce feel worse and good. Tell Jody the pastor.
I'm in my car, parked, posted on the block. Me and my dogs, hop out box. Windows foggy, la la la. The police go knock, knock, knock. Can't you turn that down? Cause y'all be blowing loud. Blah, 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 they be.
Anyway, got the middle fingers up as well. Point the fingers to the 12. Put it at weed is legal, but them D-boys sitting in themselves. Set the homies free. Free as a bird, free as a bee, free as the leaf that's from the tree that blew to me. It's that super bounce.
Super Bounce, one of the more exciting kind of alt hip hop songs. Duckworth, Earth Gang, definitely two leaders in that field. We're taking a little bit back with that Neptune's production. Pusha T, Pharrell, Stay With Me.
Wishing upon the wrong star, cause you don't know. That's not how it goes. So I can't explain why things remain the same and others change. He made it that way, but the perplexities of the world leaves more oysters and pearls. And I don't know, it's just the way it goes. But I know you can't
stay with me. Lock the door, take the key. I'm yours, feel the pain, it is yours.
unusual. Oh, baby, put your priorities on the shelf. Put your emotions in your health. Just don't go. Your body says no. So I can't conceive that leaves will grow and trees and blow with the breeze and come back next spring. But the perplexities of life brings more days that form new skies. So who's to know? I suppose that you could
stay with me. Lock the door. Take the key.
Let's go, baby, let's pour it up. Lift them Gallardo doors up. Patty for them Louis as soon as the tour's up. The millionaire frames is his and her the same. I took it on the chin when I heard about the lame. And no, I ain't here to try to rewrite your past. That'll measure up to all the nights that we laugh. When considering love, you take the good with the bad. I've been disappointed by every I ever had. Either she was crazy or cheddar mad. Shame what they did for them chains and them leather bags. Reverse it, I won't perfect. That was half the reason I bought half them purses. That chapter is over, it was worth it. My new angel surfaced, she ain't have to rehearse it. My baby's real, yep. That's why I put the chill on her. So good, make her wanna kneel on her. Not yet.
Stay with me. Lock the door. Take the key.
Pharrell Williams, Push It T there. Here it is Monday, and it is February 14th, a very special day for those of you, special somebody out there. I know I'm having a wonderful Valentine's Day with my Valentine so far. Hope you are too. And if you want a song to just cherish them a little bit, you know, a nice song to relax with them on this fine, fine, very nice Valentine's Day here in the Medford area, this song, Hold On by the Internet, may just be the perfect one for you.
Feels almost like a dream.
8 minutes left in the hour here. My name is Spencer Walsh. You're listening to Spencer Walsh Show. This is WMFO in Medford. And this is I Think I Should by Steve Lacy. Continuing that chill Valentine's Day vibe here on WMFO with a little bit of Childish Gambino. This one's called Les to close it out.
Fading off nanos on that hipster shit and use a hipster. Yo, but not in a lame way. Like, you ain't living out in BK. Like, you ain't working on a screenplay. Like, your baby daddy ain't a DJ. Like, she listening to old Freeway, cause everybody listens to Biggie. But she different? Right. That's why your friends need wristbands. Can I have this dance?
Maybe you're the baddest. Maybe you're the baddest. Nobody else matters, nobody else matters, girl. I'm missing in the bathroom, missing in the bathroom, girl. I hope nobody catches,
but I kinda hope they catch us.
Maybe you're the baddest, maybe you're the baddest, girl. Nobody else matters, nobody else matters, girl. I'm missing in the bathroom.
But I kinda hope they catch us. But anyway, we can pretend if you want to. Like, we in love and started dating at your art school. Cause either way, we both lying more than half of the time. Except for when I'm home working on your graphic design. Every time we see each other, I'm taking you home. Our relationship has gotten Sylvester Stallone, yellow 9/11 Persian girl in the back car. But me writing a verse would be the only way they buy in a bar. White boys used to trip and send me over a gin. But they busy showing off each other Indian friends. She got ironic tattoos on her back. That ain't ironic, I love rug rats. Watching lanes handle they thing. They bang any bra with bang to the band with an animal name. Hannibal Kane drinking the handle of Jameson. Killing anyone is the plan for the evening. I'm kidding, stop. Girl crying on love, love. She still look good though. Love is east side. Who are you to hate? Movie ass, not a 10, but a super 8. You ain't seen me at the show, I was super great. Hotel, penthouse, gone let it ruminate. City never sleeps, so I guess I never slept on. Did everything I could, then I kept going.
Maybe you're the baddest, maybe you're the baddest, girl. Nobody else matters, nobody else matters, girl. I'm missing in the bathroom, girl. I'm missing in the bathroom, girl. I hope nobody.
nobody catch us.
I hope nobody catch us.
Childish Gambino there with a, you know, chill-ish kind of vibe there to send you off here as we just get ready for the clock to strike 4 o'clock. You know, Childish Gambino, one of the earlier songs there off of his album Camp. So, you know, February 14th, chilly day, but hopefully for all of you out there on Valentine's Day, you know, if you have a Valentine's Day, or if not, maybe next year, you know, love will be in the air for you. You know, I never imagined I'd love Valentine's Day, but now, you know, when you have Valentine's, when you have a Valentine, it's very, very nice. So yeah, either way, you know, Julia Fox, Kanye West, they just broke up. They may not believe in love, or, you know, who knows what's going on with Kanye West right now. Probably needs, you know, a nice chat with a therapist more than anything, to be honest. You know, with all his antics and the halftime show and, you know, the Super Bowl and all of that. But hopefully your life is better put together and you are having a wonderful Valentine's Day and wonderful week, because I hope to see you right back here next Monday at 3 for another hour of The Spencer Walsh Show. Until then, keep listening. This is WMFO.